This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Marshall McLuhan was a Canadian philosopher and professor of English. His work is among the cornerstones of the study of media theory. He coined the term Global Village and predicted the World Wide Web almost 30 years before it was invented. But he is probably best known for his quote, "The medium is the message." McLuhan proposed that a communication medium itself, not the messages it carries, should be the primary focus of study. I often refer to this quote when explaining central bank policy. Take this past week, for instance. Sometimes it's better to focus on what the Bank of Canada is doing and less what they are saying. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of June 6th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The Bank of Canada raised its benchmark interest rate to 1.5% last week. That wasn't much of a surprise, as the move had been widely telegraphed by the bank in its effort to wrestle down inflation that sits at a multi-decade high. What was a surprise was the statement that the bank was prepared to act more forcefully if needed. This was followed up by Deputy Governor Paul Beaudry, who spoke the next day on the move, where he said, quote, "When inflation started to rise last year, we opted against raising interest rates, not only because inflationary shocks from abroad tend not to last long, but also because we wanted to ensure those who lost their job during the pandemic could get back to work," end quote. Now, I think it's interesting to point out that the Canadian economy had regained all of the lost jobs by October 2021, and yet the Bank of Canada didn't start raising rates until this March, 5 months later. Clearly, the Bank of Canada felt uneasy about the recovery, even though the data suggested otherwise. He went on to say, quote, "The initial shocks to global supply chains have lasted longer than expected and were made worse by the war in Ukraine and renewed lockdowns in China. The risk is greater now that inflation expectations could rise and high inflation could become entrenched. To prevent this, interest rates need to be higher," end quote. So let's fast forward to today, as we see the market is starting to price in the possibility that the Bank of Canada may raise rates by 75 basis points at their next meeting in July. At this point, and based on comments coming out of the Bank of Canada, the market is pricing in a 3% overnight rate by the end of this year. But will we actually get there? Or do we even need to get there? I have been more on the side that the massive monetary expansion of the past couple of years has been a significant driver of inflation in Canada and elsewhere in the world, and it's been less so the war or supply chain issues. The Canadian money supply has expanded by 30% since the end of 2019, which is about twice the normal growth rate. History has shown that the money supply growth rate leads inflation by approximately 14 months. So with Canadian money growth having peaked in February 2021 and having since returned to near normal levels, if inflation follows the historical pattern, that would suggest that inflation growth may peak this summer and start to ease in the back half of the year. The Bank of Canada is talking tough on inflation. I'm not as convinced that they will follow through on it. If they were as concerned about inflation as their words suggested, then they should have taken the opportunity to raise rates by 75 basis points this week and then follow it up with smaller hikes rather than the opposite. Now, I could be wrong here and they could be priming the market for a higher rate hike, but I prefer to listen to their actions as opposed to their words. Their next move in July will tell us what they really think. Or, as Marshall McLuhan said, the medium is the message. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.